Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mystery on the rocks, oh yeah. Mystery on the rocks, yeah. Mystery on the rocks, yeah.
I didn't see you there. Welcome to another episode of Mystery on the Rocks, the show that takes unsolved mysteries and cocktails and puts them together for your pleasure. With me as always is amazing Sue Scantner.
Watcher.
And the fantastic Chris Stokes.
Hello.
And Masood, welcome. I'm making a drink. Yay. We're going to have a pear martini.
Ooh.
I've got some gin here.
Yeah, so talk us through
how
to make it.
A measure of, why we're making it is because it's here. We've got all the stuff here. But, you've got some pear liqueur, and I thought that'd be quite nice. And so we sort of sat here and decided.
So what I'm interested in is that obviously the measurements of a martini.
Yeah.
Is it three gin to one vermouth?
If you want. Yeah, why not?
Oh, what is it then?
It's usually two, but let's make it three.
Okay, so two measures of gin to one vermouth. But what I want to know is, by adding the liqueur in, are you just adding the liqueur in? Or are you going to sort of like substitute liqueur and vermouth?
I'll probably go half and half. That's what I would do.
Okay.
Yeah, just to sort of see how that turns out.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, firstly, how are we?
I'm all right.
Yep.
Since
I'm
last
right,
time?
Yeah.
Still been a tough 10 days, if I'm honest.
Still been a tough 10 days.
Do you want to talk us through or not?
Talk about it after we've recorded.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
It's all right.
Not your fault.
No, I'm sorry to hear.
Well, you will be.
All right, stop talking about it. Can you imagine? You know when I said that, I'm always here for you?
There you go.
So you stir it, you don't shake
Because there is no mixer in it. There's no juice or
rule
of thumb. So you went for two gin.
And a half and half measure of vermouth and pear.
I'm excited,
I'm excited about this.
Yours here. Sue, would you like yours first?
I don't mind. Why not?
Put that on top.
I wouldn't have demanded it. Oh, it smells fantastic.
There we go. Bit in a bit. No, that smells lovely.
I prefer it when Masood makes our drinks.
Oh, I know. I feel like I'm in Freud.
Shall we?
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, everyone.
And cheers to you at home.
Yes.
Oh, hello.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Oh, hey.
Thanks, Masood.
Yeah, the way that...
How's the pear for you? Because, Suze, you're not a pear person, you said, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe this is kind of my favourite way to make a martini now, which is to pick a subtle liqueur to split with the vermouth.
Yes, I was just thinking the same thing.
It's added an extra layer to it.
Yeah.
While also making it smoother.
Right? Yeah.
Ooh, imagine the passion fruit.
As some people say, the evolution of the drink is very...
If you made it with passion fruit liqueur instead of pear, that would be an actual porn star martini.
Yeah, just need vanilla.
Oh, is it
there vanilla in it?
Yeah, there's vanilla... passion fruit juice and prosecco.
I always when I go to a bar that sells cocktails, so not a cocktail bar strictly, and they'll have a porn star martini, but they don't write porn star on it, as if the
passion
word porn star
martini
is offensive somehow.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they'll put P asterisk asterisk.
Yeah, I'm like
N
star.
It's
just
like
the word
poop star, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do you mean a porn star martini? You
poop star.
Poop star. A poop star. Poop star martini.
Poop star martini. Serve me up one, please.
Hey, that is almost more.
Poop star fartini.
Can I have a
Naughty Sue strikes again.
There
she's
we go.
The bawdy one.
Oh. I'm a cheeky thing. Naughty Sue. It's
fartini.
Naughty Sue's. sake, sorry.
It's all right.
I just spilt fucking...
It's a great way of getting rid of it without drinking.
Yeah. It's like, it was really like...
How's the pear?
Sorry. Oh, yeah, I love it.
It's like you're an undercover cop and a thing trying not to get drunk.
You're really dumb of me. Sorry.
So I was about to
not
say...
Not even drunk.
Just before you spilt it, I was about to say, this is really drinkable.
Yeah.
But then you're like,
well, nope. There's some there if
no,
you want
it's not.
It.
Yeah. Right. What have you got for us today, Chris?
Good one today. Oh, by the way, Masood, nice one on this.
Sweet. Sorry for spilling it.
This is the nicest drink I've had in a while on this show.
Aww.
We were in 1968 last week. What do you think we're doing today?
1969.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
What might that be then?
Well, I've heard it's a move that... Oh, wait. Oh, you mean the year.
Hey, make sure you trust your partner.
It's a... And if you're a man, don't go on top. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 69.
Let's see.
Summer Woodstock.
Very famous thing happened in 1969. Lots of conspiracies around it.
The moon landing.
The moon landing.
Hey.
Yeah.
Moon. 69. I'm like Woodstock.
Oh, here we go. This is like... This
but
is...
it's time for the sea. They're on the moon singing that.
This is like another crucial point of conspiracy theory whatever. Like another nexus point.
It has come very soon after our JFK one.
Yeah.
But...
It's a weirdly harmless conspiracy theory, but it tends to branch off into all kinds of shit.
And not only that, it's like we've mentioned this before, so we'll get it over with right now, which is a lot of conspiracy theorists like to think of themselves as very clever and other people as not.
Yes. Yeah.
That's where it comes from. So it becomes this like, well, obviously, they were faked.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, it always comes down to why.
Now,
like,
again, like, I will always... To try and debunk a conspiracy theory, like, look at why it's there and why people think it.
Yeah.
So, like, with the Lost Cosmonauts, I get it. It's because maybe Russia would have experimented and kept it quiet.
Yeah.
For espionage reasons. That's not outside the realm of possibility. But with JFK, again, more than one person would have wanted him dead.
Yeah.
So it's not outside the realm of possibility that also people within the system and establishment would have wanted him dead.
Yeah.
So I get where these jumping off points come from. And again, with the moon landings, America will have wanted Russia to
they wanted to win
maybe
the moon
they got there.
Race.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. But it's a hell of a lie that is very easily found out.
Yes.
Mm. You can't pretend to go to the moon.
No, it's very expensive to pretend to go to the moon.
I mean, like, okay, so this is another thing. One of the debunkings of the conspiracy theory is that it is potentially more expensive to fake the moon landings than it is just go to the moon.
Yeah.
I don't know how true that is. Like, whether that debunking can be debunked. I don't know.
Yeah.
Even if that debunking can be debunked, my personal belief is that they went to the moon.
They absolutely went to the moon.
Yes.
It just seems like, why would we do all this research and be like, oh, you know what?
They went to the moon.
Of course they went. I think my favourite thing, about a few years ago, they had a very powerful telescope that they pointed at the moon to show everybody, there's a flag up there.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were able to see it through a telescope.
They went like, oh yeah, we've got these powerful telescopes that can search like millions of miles into space. Should we just point it at that very close celestial body?
It is true, because like that amazing photograph of what the telescope can see is like just mind-blowing.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen it.
Also,
let me look it up.
It's an image released from a body, like an organisation, you can be like, oh, we're just believing something that they've just shown us.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So like if...
Is it called F-scope? Because literally I've just typed into Google like a boomer. Powerful telescope space.
You didn't type it quite like a boomer, because a boomer would have gone, Google, what is the most powerful telescope?
How to get exploded cat out of carpet, please? They're just showing me telescopes I can buy for 13 grand. There's one for 56 grand.
I've realised I've actually never looked through an actual telescope.
My uncle, who... Dude! But he had one as a teenager, and it was in not powerful at all, it was my nana's attic. So I've looked through it, but to be honest, it was just like, oh yeah, there's stars.
Yeah, that's what I imagine.
It wouldn't have been a good telescope, it's from the 70s.
Because I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and it's like I said when we did the JFK one, I've never done a deep dive into the JFK assassination myself, because I haven't felt like I needed to. And so I relied on you two, really. With the moon landing, same. Like, so I don't actually know what evidence people have provided to prove their conspiracy theory.
There's quite a lot.
Like, do you know like the details of the faked moon landings?
Yeah, I know that there's a guy. I saw a video of a guy like going, "I can prove the moon landings. Check this out." And it's a photo, and it's a still from the moon landings, and there's a rock which looks like it's got the letter C on it. And he's like, there we go. There's my little sea rock there. I spotted this. It's a little sea rock.
I'm going to stop calling myself sea rock.
Sea rock.
Sea rock of shit. That's my hip-hop name.
But his conspiracy was the little sea rock, so they knew exactly where to place it. And that wasn't meant to be facing the camera. Like, mate, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. There's
James
one.
Webb.
Why is it called C? Because flag begins with F.
Yeah, there's one thing about the reference photos and how, because the reference photos all have these pluses on them to show for like, I think it's something to do with the, I don't know, basically it's like it makes out a grid, these pluses for the photos. And there's some things where it's like, when some of the photos, it was one of those old like 90s, is the moon landings faked documentaries that they used to do. It's like, in some of these photos, some objects are actually in front of the reference crosses. And it's actually, that's a lot of bullshit because it's something to do with, it's like, it's actually the way the light hits that photo.
Well, I'm
and the
sure.
thing of that. They're not
because
actually.
Because why would they fuck that up?
Yeah, they're not actually.
There you go. That's Hubble telescope. And that's the Webb one, ooh, which is the most powerful ever.
Wow, so there's shitloads
of
more.
So yeah, but if you pointed that telescope at the moon,
yeah, then you'd
see the flag, right?
You'd see the flags.
Yeah, and
I think they did. I think
not just the flag.
I think
yeah,
necessarily,
NASA actually but the space junk.
Yeah,
they didn't come back with everything.
No, they left it all there.
There's a fucking shithole up on the fucking moon.
Yeah,
mate.
Yeah. I love how on Earth we couldn't stand leaving junk everywhere, so we went to the fucking moon and left a whole bunch of
to
junk,
leave some
up,
junk
there.
Up there. To be honest, they should just dump a load of stuff on the moon.
Yeah.
Here's something interesting. You've got a conspiracy theory that is, we never went to the moon.
Yeah.
Mankind's never been to the moon. You've got another conspiracy theory, which is, there are Nazis on the moon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So somebody went.
Do you believe both?
Yes.
MysteryOnTheRocks@gmail.com.
Yes. Yeah. Which one is it? Yeah, because I mean, that's one of my, I watched the movie that conspiracy theory is based on,
Iron Sky.
Which
I ain't seen that.
Mental. It's pretty silly. It's a lot of fun. So there's the reference photos thing. There's a whole bunch of other stuff like Stanley Kubrick has famously been is the director.
To the moon.
he went up there with
he is a perfectionist.
In order to film it properly, he had to go up to the moon.
They went up to the moon. It took him like what, 3 days to get there?
Yeah.
He got to the moon, got a shot. Took him 3 days to get back.
Yeah.
He crashed down in the Atlantic Ocean. He's then got to recuperate. They fish him back out. And then he looks at the Russians and he goes, go again.
The photos thing has another one where, because the cameras were mounted on their chests.
Oh, really?
And everyone goes like, well, how'd they get all these perfect photos? Like, you know, they took thousands of photos.
Yeah, like, I bet there's somewhere they would look like fucking shit.
Exactly. They're not going to go up with a Kodak 20 roll and fucking just like...
Yeah,
and they're like, yeah.
Yeah,
they're like,
drop it.
Ah,
yeah,
like,
ah,
the fucking 60s camera.
Yeah,
no, it's down.
But yeah, like,
must be amazing to be on the moon.
So,
feel like Mario.
Here's my next question. That any conspiracy theorists watching or listening,
a Mario
may go,
2 on the Game Boy. Yeah.
they may go, well, Chris is a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I do. You think
what? How did they fake the gravity? Or lack of
wires.
Or different gravity.
Oh, so the idea was wires and slowed down footage.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so in movies at the time, you couldn't hide wires.
No,
so,
you could not. So
no, but they did it for the moon landing.
They did it for the moon landing. Because there's this theory that like all military technology is actually 30 years ahead of regular technology.
Yeah.
And so...
You couldn't hide wires in the 90s.
No, you absolutely. So
well,
you could.
Wasn't it
like
revolutionary in Shawshank Redemption? You know when he hangs him off the edge of the prison?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, do you trust your wife? And he hangs
yeah.
him over the edge of the... prison roof,
what
and he goes, "Well, because if you trust your wife, I know where you can keep that 25,000 or whatever
yeah.
it is."
Yeah.
And
he goes, "There's no reason why you have to lose that 25,000."
Yeah. And he's on wires, and they were like, "Oh, it was." They painstakingly used CG to erase those wires, and
oh,
it was quite revolutionary.
Yeah.
Now that obviously was really hard to do. That film came out the year after Jurassic Park,
94,
so that's hard.
Yeah.
It's almost harder to remove stuff from a frame. But yeah, they removed a load of wires. That
to sort of go back to. part of why I think... Oh, so Stanley Kubrick apparently famously directed the fake moon landing footage. Yes, this
yeah,
is
that's the conspiracy theory.
And
yeah.
so it even goes as far as there are clues of it in the movie The Shining.
Yeah.
In that Danny's jumper.
I didn't know this, so this is really cool.
Ah, so Danny's jumper is supposedly the ship that should have gone to the moon. There's something to do with the
should
room number. Yes,
yeah.
it's the Apollo 11.
The Shining.
Do you mean the design of it?
No, no. He's wearing an Apollo 11 jumper.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's supposed to... that's the one that went to the moon.
I just put moon landing. And, I put moob landing.
In, I think also the room 237, is it?
Yeah. With The Shining, they believe they got their answers. Since Stanley Kubrick was shot 2001, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, they mean when the capsule lifts off. So there's a very good explanation to that.
It's, the Overlook Hotel... We are told that the Overlook Hotel is on Indian burial ground. The manager who meets with Jack has an American flag on his table with an eagle looking over them. This is taken as a nod to the Eagle, which was the name of the lunar landing module that carried Apollo 11. It is also assumed that the Overlook Hotel represents America. That has nothing to do with anything. Right,
ridiculous.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the carpet patterns. This is
Kubrick changed a lot of details from the book when he made the movie. One of these is the appearance of the dead twins. In the book, there was a single child, but it's believed that that Kubrick used the twins to signify the failed Gemini mission by NASA. That makes sense. Right, carpet patterns. So you know,
seeing patterns in things that aren't there is something that's so prevalent in conspiracy
theories.
This
comes up so much with us.
Yeah, it's absolutely. You see something, it's very comforting to find a pattern.
Oh, this is mad. Conspiracy theories believe that the carpet pattern looks strikingly similar to the Apollo 11 launch pad.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, the Apollo 11, he is wearing an Apollo 11
jumper.
Room 237.
Yeah, but why,
why would he put clues in his...
It just
not just that, but why wouldn't a little boy wear an Apollo 11
The film came out in 1980.
So like a cute little detail. With The Shining.
Oh, that's amazing. In the book, the room number was 217, but it is widely believed Kubrick changed it to 237, as the distance between the Earth and the Moon is 237 miles, roughly.
Roughly, yeah.
237 miles?
237,000.
Yeah. 237 miles, we go.
Do you know what, though?
Let's go!
It kind of makes no odds, does it? 217,000 or 237,000?
Yeah, but
most people say it's about 1/4 million miles. It's about 1/4 million miles.
It takes 3 days to get there. That's my measurement.
They say that the all in all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy signifies A11, Apollo 11.
There's a whole film about it called Room 237.
Yeah, a documentary.
It's
quite quaint.
So this is less about the moon, but more about Kubrick and Stephen King's differences in the book to film thing, is that in the film, Jack Torrance famously drives a yellow BMW Bug.
Yeah.
In the book, he drives a red one. And Scatman Crothers' character, when he's going to the hotel after Danny contacts him, is driving down the road and he sees a crashed red BMW, and that was essentially Kubrick's big fuck you to Steve King. Like, this is my fucking story now. Fuck you. I crashed your fucking
really
BMW.
Funny.
So Kubrick is a famous kind of conspiracy, I guess, nugget that, and it ties back into him feeling The Shining. And then, that he's left clues in that for people to pick up.
Do people think that he directed the fake moon landings because he directed 2001 the year before?
Yes, that's it. Yeah, yeah. Because it's like he already knew how to direct space stuff.
And they did some wire stuff in that, didn't they?
Yeah.
To get the anti-gravity look. So,
but it's like, it's really easy to do that on space because of
black
backgrounds.
What I would say is that I think zero gravity is really easy to do on film.
Yeah.
But the moon isn't zero.
No,
gravity.
It's like a third
gravity.
Of our gravity.
Yeah.
So the idea is they film it at a higher shutter speed and then slow down the footage so it looks like they're bouncing on the wires.
In the James Bond film Diamonds Are Forever, which is terrible.
Mm.
Good song.
It's a remake of Thunderball, right?
Say Never Again.
Oh, that's Never Say Never Again.
Diamonds Are Forever is there's a bit. It's mostly set in Vegas, right? And there's a bit in it where Bond's trying to escape, and for some reason, they're faking a moon landing in a TV studio, and he runs through it, right?
Right,
And he steals a moon buggy to escape into the Nevada desert.
I mean, I feel like if I'm in the pitch, I'm like, I don't know.
Okay,
it's going to fly.
Okay, but. when they're filming these fake moon landings,
yeah,
the astronauts try to stop him escaping.
Right.
But they're moving in slow motion. That's so dumb. But it kind of now I'm reframing it and I'm thinking, is it that the conspiracy theory of the fake moon landing started really quickly? That is like a piss take of that.
I feel like that's what that is.
100%. But yeah, but like,
must have done.
When did the conspiracy theory of the fake moon landing start? Could it be if the idea that it was faked was to fool the Soviets?
Yeah.
I mean, not just the Soviets, they then have to fool everybody else as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is the conspiracy theory come from the Soviets saying, no, they never win?
Well, this is it. Probably. Or does it...
Like, where does it come from?
I'm not sure where its origin is, actually. Because I remember hearing about it when I was a kid, like, in the 90s. Somebody would just say, do you know they faked the
moon landings? Yeah, so you know when we were talking about JFK?
Yeah.
And it's like, most people take it as read that it didn't happen the way it was said it was happening.
Yeah,
you're right. So I didn't find out about the moon landings and then immediately find out that people thought they were faked.
Yeah.
But, it was very much kind of like, very early on, people were like... Well, of course, did we even go?
Yeah. That feels like the closest thing to a starting point is that Russia, people...
I feel like it's a good source as any as to where it might have come from, because the Soviets might have been trying to spread information about the West. I don't know. The Cold War was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still happening, very famously at this point.
So I'm going to try and find out where the moon landing conspiracy theory...
It feels very much like, and I guess this is what I boil down most conspiracy theories to, it feels very much like the Coke and Pepsi wars of the 90s, and that, like, both companies were spreading absolute bullshit about each other.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that in Pakistan, they said that was it Pakistan or India? They said that drinking Coca-Cola, that's what homosexuals drink. And they're like, and that's why it's not popular.
And it's
like, that's mad. That's fucking madness.
Very bizarre.
It's very bizarre. But it's like, that's the sort of nonsense that those companies would get up to, is that they just spread bullshit.
Like, the 9/11 conspiracy theories didn't really kick off till about 5 years later.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's from the mid-70s.
That's where it started. It's like 5 years it took, right?
So I think there was a...
Isn't that interesting? There's probably a pattern there.
There's a film with O.J. Simpson about a similar thing with a Mars landing. They faked the Mars landing.
He's very good in it.
Apparently, he's very good.
To be honest, if footage of that exists, I think they faked it.
They know. OJ went to Mars. And it made him crazy.
OJ went to Mars.
He can't get the glove of the space suit on.
No.
If the glove does not go in with grace, you should not go to space.
OJ went to the moon and it made him crazy.
It gave him sexual powers. OJ.
So another thing as well is that, like, there are famously, obviously, like, what people would consider sets of the moon landing.
Yeah.
But there were things to train them for the environment that they had, what I assumed to be limited information at the time, to be like, well, it'll look something like this, boys. So, and they filmed that because they're like, well, let's review the footage and be like, okay, well, this is what it's probably going to be like. And so, yeah, there's a lot of very, like, things that are happenstance things that are there that people are picking up and going, oh, well, it's definitely this because they had the things, blah, 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 blah.
Remember when we were talking about the JFK thing, and you because you said that you heard about the JFK conspiracy theories when you were young.
Yeah.
And you kind of, like, on the surface fell for it, that, there's something here that there's more to this.
Yeah.
And then you've decided that there wasn't.
No, absolutely, yeah.
Was it the same with the moon landings?
No, I pretty much was on the side of the moon landing. I was like, pretty much like, no, we went. Like,
obviously went to the moon, yeah.
It made no sense to me that would be something that would fake. Because, again, it's like, it's the why thing. It's like, who benefits from...
Yeah, well...
Like, essentially, it's like, also, and this is maybe as an older thought, is that, like, we all are very aware of the West's way of covering things up. It's terrible. They're no good.
They fuck it up so
every single time. So it's like, if they couldn't cover this up to save their lives, even if they tried.
I think, again, let's go back to the starting point of why conspiracy theories happen.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, maybe they're doing it to disinform the Soviets.
Yeah.
I can believe that as a concept.
Okay, yeah.
But we stopped going to the moon.
Yeah. Because everyone's... So, yeah.
That, to me, proves that it's pointless to fake.
Yeah, because they could do all kinds of crazy shit.
Because it's like, we've been to the moon now. Why are we still going?
Yeah, well, what's up? Yeah. It's costing us a lot of money.
They went, like, seven times in this?
Yes.
Oh, six. Between 69 and 72. And
69, dude!
Yeah, so the conspiracy theorists claimed that none of them happened, apparently.
Not just the first one. So I heard one flavour of it was that the first one didn't, but then the rest of them did. Because the first one, they're like, oh shit, we need to, as you were saying, to prove to the Soviets we could do it. And they're like, oh, we should probably go.
Part of like you said, about the reason it's been debunked is because you can see the
stuff.
The litter.
Yeah. Space junk.
Yeah.
The shit we left
on. So, HD photographs of the landing sites have captured the tracks left by the astronauts, not just the machine.
Oh, yeah, that's how close they can get. They can actually see that.
Because
there's
no wind up there, there's no weather.
Yeah.
And then it was in 2012, actually, so 10 years ago, the images were released showing 5 of the 6 Apollo missions flags.
Yeah. Well, the footage one is how they get footage from outside the lander as it takes off, which is a very famous shot. And what it is it's a sort of, to put it simply, it's essentially a piece of string jerry-rigged up to a pole in the ground that pulls the camera up as it lifts, and then that's it. And then they've...
What I like, there's a little detail that I really like, is that they put flags with each mission.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not just the Apollo 11.
Yeah.
But the Apollo 11 one, which was the first one, is the only one that's not left standing.
Oh, right.
Because
someone kicked it over.
Subsequent missions, the propulsion thing, when they took back off, knocked it over.
Oh, right.
So no one's gone up and been like, hang on.
Yeah, they should have gone back down to go,
let's put that back up.
Out of respect for America.
And was it in Independence Day, the first one, I have to say the first one because there's two.
Have you seen the sequel?
I have, it's dreadful.
It's so bad.
Have you seen it? No, I haven't.
Well, listen, the first one's sort of like a 90s level of cheesy.
Yeah, schlock.
It's
very pre-9/11.
But also, it kind of it's still entertaining.
Yeah.
The second one is just a CGI fest of no engagement at all.
Yeah.
It's
It doesn't seem to, there's no one really to latch onto, and there's nothing sort of fun that happens. It's very kind of just...
Even with the first film where they destroy the White House.
Yeah.
It's done with model work because it was 96.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel that more.
Oh, absolutely.
London is decimated. No one survives. London is completely destroyed.
Yeah.
And it's don't.
Yeah,
it's like a video game.
I quite liked how they solved that problem because, essentially, they're they went, "Oh yeah, so we built these models, and then we realized fire travels upwards, and so we'd blow up one of these things, and we'd just blow up that building." We're like, "Oh shit!" So they turned all the models on their sides and put the camera at the top so that the flames come up towards the camera. Yeah.
Do you know what? Miniature work in film is so intricate.
It's amazing.
It's because water doesn't scale down.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they use salt.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
They use
salt for when water has to.
So there's a film that absolutely illustrates that called Night of the Lepus, which is about these rabbits that become giant. Yes,
yeah, it's
and
like
famously.
I thought
you'd mispronounce lepers.
Night of the Lepus.
It's about they have scenes where these rabbits will run through bodies of water, but they haven't. They don't know that water doesn't scale properly, and so it just looks like rabbits running through puddles.
Those rabbits probably were quite fed up.
It's we got to run through this again.
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But yeah, so there's the how do they get the footage from outside the spaceship? That's another key point of... it seems like everything that they people say to try to debunk it is very easily explained with not even technology, but like very simple ways of getting around
it. It's a camera on some string, you moron.
Yeah.
My brother's godparents, they're really nice, so Mick. But Mick believes the moon landings were fake. Oh, and
hey, Mick.
He won't be listening. He's 81, I think. But he was talking about it. We were on holiday when I was like 16.
Mm. 81.
Started on about it.
So he'd have been in his late 20s when the moon landings happened. Did he watch them?
Probably. Yeah. But we were on holiday.
Did he watch them going... Like, I don't know,
but he definitely thought they're fake. And he was going on about it. He was going on and on about it. And then we started making fun of it and calling it Mick's Magic Moon. And he was like, no, no. And his wife, is Sue, she was like, oh, he's going on about his magic moon again.
I think if somebody says something as outlandish as the moon landings were faked or anything like that, they have to prove it. So take the piss out of them until they convince you.
It's like
the over summer when we had family over and like one of them was just a rabid anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
And oh my God.
But she said to me, she was like, they are genetically engineering mosquitoes to deliver the vaccine. You think that's okay, do you? And I was like, I don't think that's true.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Who's there?
Prove that I'm into it.
She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, the burden of proof is on you. You've just said that.
Yeah.
You prove to me that they are doing that.
You can't just keep saying, trust me.
And she's like, no, you need to do your own research. And I'm like,
I don't, because you've brought up something fucking insane.
I have done my own research. And if they wanted to do that, and this was all a ploy to get the population medicated, they wouldn't even fake the pandemic. They would just deliver the...
No, they just go...
They would just deliver the vaccine by a mosquito.
We all get bitten by a mosquito in the summer.
Idiots.
It's all very easily... and this is the thing about the moon landing as well, is that like it just comes down to like... Okay. It winds me up because... was it? There's someone I know who has a... Oh, God, there's a comic who has a bit about this where he talks about like... essentially, like, people will... Well, the flag is one of them. That's one of my favourite ones. I go, well, how'd they make the flag? The flag, when you watch it, like, it moves in the breeze. Like, no, it doesn't. It's got a wire on it.
Yeah.
And he's putting it in the thing, and he's moving it, because he's moving the fucking flag.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
And the movement will last longer.
Yeah. With a...
Well, yeah, because if the flag was just going to stay rigid, which is what you're suggesting...
Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't be able to move.
No, exactly, yeah. That would be... It would mean that space is, like, treacle.
Yeah.
And you'd just be like...
Exactly.
That's it. Yeah, you wouldn't be able to do anything.
Yeah, ding dong.
One big part of the conspiracy is that the rockets they made couldn't take off. The propulsion they had was not strong enough to leave Earth's atmosphere. And famously, like, rockets...
So are they saying then they didn't... No one even went to space?
Yeah, well, they...
because we've been to space.
We've been to space.
Yeah. Yeah.
They could be able... They could leave Earth.
They sent bloody flies up.
It's a... Oh, those
flies. I looked it up. The flies came back alive. the flies... They got the flies back.
But no dogs.
They went up in that V-12 rocket or whatever it was.
The ship was still there.
It was from a film called Poop on the Moon.
I think it was like there was one thing about like how the technology is like. Didn't America famously grab all of the Nazi scientists? Be like, listen, we need to go to the moon. Let's grab all you guys.
Right.
to the weather, whatever your views on that is. Like, America definitely did that. They definitely went. We've got these Nazi scientists who are developing V-2. Let's get them over. For our things, but the there was talk of people. I seem to remember a conspiracy where people like they couldn't actually get free of, or there was something about how they couldn't get very far. And it's like, well, no. As soon as you're in space, you don't need very much to get to the moon because there's no friction in space, right? That's one thing that people say is like, oh no, well actually, we don't have the power to leave Earth's atmosphere. It's just
shut up.
It feels like there's a lot of obstacles in which people will. Draw into and put in place of not getting there. But again, for what reason? Oh, right. Oh, so that we could tell the Soviets we beat them there. And then...
Well, that's my point as well, because if it was a fake to disinform Soviet intelligence, they would make it a secret mission that the public wouldn't know about. It wouldn't be televised. It wouldn't be...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It would be like the Lost Cosmonauts. They would make it so that it would be... let's say, for example... We weren't going to the moon. Mm-hmm. Never, and we were never able to.
Yeah.
But the Americans wanted Russia to think that we were going. They would make a secret mission where they would fake it. It would leak through intelligence channels to the USSR, and the general public wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah.
Because to bring the whole world in on it, that's not misinformation. That's something that they're actually doing.
Yes.
Because it's too big a risk.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine that. Imagine, let's say hypothetically, that fucked up. Because that's an immense amount of pressure on the US government to be like, right, we're going to take people to the moon. I hope we fucking get there. because if we turn on the radio and we have three dead astronauts, oh, we're fucked.
A genuine conspiracy theory would be that the Soviets already went to the moon.
Yes.
And are still keeping it secret.
Yeah.
That's a conspiracy theory.
That, yeah.
The conspiracy theory that we didn't really go to the moon and all of what they did and we saw was fake doesn't make sense as a conspiracy theory.
Mm-mm. No. Yeah, yeah. It makes sense if it was a secret, absolutely, but not if it's a publicly done thing. It just, yeah, there's no, nothing makes that hold any water. It just, it just, even thinking about it makes me angry.
Yeah, it's like, it's so stupid. Ugh. It's such a waste of your mental energy.
It's also
to bother
like,
with
and also it's a big thing to conceive of that members of our species that were born on this planet like us left it and walked on another celestial body.
Yeah.
That is like, whoa.
That's pretty mind-blowing.
So
it
cool.
It fucked up some of the astronauts who did it. They were like, we couldn't comprehend.
Well, it's called the overview effect.
Ah, yes. So they like, saw the Earth.
It's not just people that walked on the moon. It's like astronauts that go up and they see the Earth in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They, it's why they come back as like activists for like pacifism. Stuff because they're all like we're all like that, they're like
I saw everybody,
the planet is huge, we all live on it,
and
the thing that protects us from space is so thin.
So
thin.
That's mad. And yeah, they're just like, yeah, like we should probably take care of this place, because if we don't, that's it, we just got the one, that's it, there's nowhere else.
Overview effect.
It's because like you see that photo and you can't, like, you've seen the photo of like the Earth from the moon. Very
it's
famous.
Really
photo.
Weird.
As and like you see, well, and you go, oh yeah.
I think you're right. Saying that astronauts that have been to the moon will get it more than astronauts that go to orbit.
Yeah,
because they see the Earth from further.
It's
away.
Like I've sat at the top of a really, really well. My New Year's Eve gig, 2019.
Zeus can't reach the floor from this sofa.
I can't even. My fucking feet hanging out.
It's the overview effect. You're like, oh my god.
When she gets down off the sofa, she'll be a changed woman.
She'll just be like, oh, we've really got to look after the planet, guys.
War is wrong. My New Year's Eve 2019 gig was at the top of the Shard, and we were told like, oh, you know, this is the highest point in Europe, this is like the highest building point, so we're like the highest we're the highest gig in Europe right now. And even that, I was like, oh, I'm the highest gig in Europe, and I like it was like, whoa. Like, I can't imagine being on the fucking moon looking at the Earth like, whoa.
It would be too much.
I'd be like that bit at the end of 2001 where he goes through the fucking...
Oh, yeah, that whole...
So,
yeah.
How... So the photograph from the moon of the Earth?
Yeah.
Does the conspiracy theory say that that's faked as well?
I think they say all of it is fake. The whole... Like, all the photos they took on the moon, all of it is fake.
Is there an overlap between the flat Earth theory and the faked moon landing?
Yeah.
I think there is now, yeah.
They say that the moon landings were fake and that... The moon is just sort of like a hologram.
Yes, that's right.
So to make us think that
the Earth is round.
So it's sort of like by putting that round shape into our minds.
Into the Truman Show sky.
Yeah, we think then that the world is round as well.
Yeah.
The sun?
Wouldn't we all boil if there was a sun burning on one?
I think flat earthers don't doubt the sun.
Okay.
But that doesn't
work
scientifically.
Because
the sun is also spherical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't work scientifically, though, because you can't... It's not like the flat Earth flips, because then it would be extremely cold.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. That's... Oh my God.
I think flat Earth theory is stupid.
It's... Yeah, we'd all burn
you to... You fucking globey! Yeah. You glober!
You globe cuck!
You globe.
Like...
I understood that reference.
You bitch.
That's right. Yeah, the moon's a hologram. It's a projection. Yeah, I forgot about that.
From where?
I don't know. I think you're doing it.
Okay, here's why I asked that. Because I can't drive at night past a town or city in the distance that's got a nightclub that's just beaming up Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like, is it that? Is it just all nightclubs collectively projecting the moon?
If I can see those, like, going around the night sky from an A road.
Yeah.
Like, what's projecting the moon?
Yeah, like the bat signal. Like, there's a huge beam.
Let me look it up.
Yeah, surely. Or is it a space that, maybe it's like there's a satellite in space that's beaming it up or something. I mean, all of these sound equally as stupid and plausible for the fake moon.
How do flat earthers...
Oh, so flat earthers don't think the moon exists at all?
Yeah, they're
like... I don't think so. Explain the moon. Explain the noon. How flat earthers explain total lunar eclipse. Flat earthers believe our planet is flat. They seem to have come to the consensus the sun and moon are spherical. I've definitely heard them talk about
I think
the moon
there are
being a projection.
Various
there's like levels of flat earth.
Of flat earth.
I heard a flat earther interviewed, and they said the interviewer went, but what would anyone have to gain from us all believing the earth is flat if the earth is round, if they know it's flat? And the guy went, well, the banks would fail.
And the banks would fail.
And he went, why would the banks fail if we suddenly knew the earth was flat? And he went, think about it.
What? I am thinking about it, and the
banks deal in round numbers.
Sure, these theorists posit that both
round
the sun,
numbers,
except they don't, because they're a decimal point.
This comes down to our Earth being the all-powerful center of the universe. This is like an ancient theory. The theorists posit that both the sun and moon orbit Earth's north pole, hovering directly above the pancake and never passing around to the other side. If that were true, however, lunar eclipses as we know them could not happen, because the moon must be on the opposite side of the Earth from the sun for such an event to happen. So flat Earth has fabricated a new explanation for the shadow seen on the moon during an eclipse. I mean, I don't care.
Fucking
idiots.
It's so annoying, because it's like, it's this, and I think the moon landing also has this as well. It's like what you're saying about the proof thing. It's like, you go, we went to the moon, they go, oh, I approve it. You're like, no, I just know they did it.
Yeah.
I just know they did it, because like, it makes no sense for them to not do it. Why wouldn't they do it?
So let's go back to the fact that people from this planet have walked on another celestial body in space.
Yeah.
Mind-blowing.
Huge.
The lie is more elaborate.
Yeah.
Even than that.
Yes.
So what you've got here is you've got this idea that, no, it's not a case of just believing whatever we're told.
Yeah.
It's a case of being fed incredible information.
Yeah.
And then thinking that your explanation around it is more far-fetched.
Yeah,
so that's on your lie and not on my critical thinking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 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 for sure. Yes. Well, this is it. It drives me mad. Because like you're saying, it's like the... Oh, Jesus. The fucking mental acrobatics that you have to do to even start conceiving that the moon landing is fake is...
Oh, yeah.
But like what you're saying about...
Such a waste of your brain power.
Being fed, it's like, oh, that we just believe whatever we're told. And again, that's what it all comes down to. We talked about before with conspiracy theories. It's like this idea that like, oh yeah, it's control for the individual. It's like, I want to believe what I want to believe and not what I'm told.
Because... And I know more than you.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. It's getting a one-up
on... Me clever, you dumb.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why, do your own research, think for yourself, think about it.
Yes.
You think that's okay, do you?
Yeah.
It's exactly the same attitude.
Yeah.
Like, and then when you turn it on, and like, so I said to the anti-vaxxer, like, the burden of proof is on you.
Yeah.
She said, no, it isn't. And I'm like, amazing. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
it really is, love.
Because, it's the 70s is when it started to,
mid-70s.
I seem to remember there being a sort of slight, like, dip in people's interest in the moon landing, like, going to the moon and stuff. Now, this isn't a conspiracy theory, but I think this would be a kind of fun idea. It's like, what if the government started the conspiracy theory to get people interested in them going to the moon again?
That's a new conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theory. If they just
cancel it the last couple of moon trips. They just cancelled the funding because they had plans to do just some other things.
I think there were some in the 80s wanted to do, and they just like...
Well, isn't it because like they... I mean, like, we've sent probes to the outer reach of the solar system.
Yeah.
We've sent probes to Mars.
Yeah.
It's like, we don't have to endanger human life at the moment.
No.
Exactly. Yeah, so they're just like, oh, we can just do that. It's cheaper, it's easier, we'll just do that.
And also, like,
it'd take three years to get to Mars.
And also probably more ethical, you know?
Yeah.
We will send people. Yeah. But like, for the time being, we don't have to endanger human life. So
no.
I like how you went ethical. I'm like, Masoud, this is about the bottom line. We just got to make sure it doesn't cost us anything. We got to make sure it's cheap. That's what it's about.
If it's cheap to send people, we send the fuck.
We're going to send people. Oh my God.
There's probably loads more about this, because, like I say, I do not know the intricacies of the moon landing conspiracy theory.
Me neither.
I just know that I think we went to the moon.
Yeah, it's
the Kubrick thing is new to me. I enjoyed that.
That's yeah.
Oh, yeah, so I knew that this stupid theory that Kubrick directed it.
Yeah.
Which kind of they debunk themselves with that, don't they?
Well, kind of, but also if they got Kubrick to direct it off the back of 2001 A Space Odyssey, there's no way that the moon landings would have happened in 1969.
Like,
His fake moon landings wouldn't have come out until 1973.
Yeah, that's right. He's famously perfectionist. Be like, no.
I mean, you think he'd turn that around in 6 months?
No fucking way. Do you have any idea?
Also, if they were so... like, we're gonna fake the moon landings to get Kubrick to direct. Yeah. Like, they could have done anything. They could have made it all colour.
Yeah, they could have,
and beautifully crisp and whatever, but they didn't.
I want to get, like, a long, sort of, like, a dolly to come right down to... No, we can't do that.
No, sorry, Stan.
I want Kirk Douglas, damn it.
Yeah, it's actually... You know, but he's wearing the mirror shield. You have no idea it's actually Kirk Douglas.
Yeah, there's some amazing photos from the later missions where they, like, taking photos of each other.
Yeah.
And it's really crazy, those mirror shields.
Because they would have... They obviously, because they were chest-bound, they would have they would have trained with them. And also, I imagine there was some sort of viewfinder where, you know, like, they're in the helmet, they would have looked down or had something in their helmet.
A lot of old cameras were like that. So you can imagine them sort of, like, being in...
Yeah. Yeah, they know how
it's
to frame
it.
It's
not that long ago. Yeah. I mean, it's a long time ago, obviously. But we're not talking about box framing.
He's still doing it.
He's still...
Because it's going to take ages because he's bouncing backwards.
Yeah, but then one of them falls down a canyon.
Oh!
There's lads. You got me!
He's like...
Whoa.
Whoa. I found Sea Rock. Wow, we're like a meme podcast.
Full circle.
It's meme time.
It's what gets the kids.
In the meantime, anyway, this has been.
We've got Citation Bitch and we've got In the Meantime.
In the meantime.
We're going to start our own podcast, Cinematic Universe.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, great. You can watch this
podcast.
You don't have to just listen to it with your ears. Join our Patreon. You get access to full filmed episodes with extra footage. If you join on the lower tier, you also get the episodes 2 days early. If you join on the second tier, you get cocktail recipes. Mm. And on the top tier, you get free stuff. T-shirt, poster, hoodie, shot glass,
Poster, mug. T-shirt, hoodie. Yeah. And there'll be more.
Can you just give away an extra
shot glass? Yeah. Some reason I included shot glass. That's not available yet, but maybe it will be.
Cool.
Anyway, join our Patreon. You get all kinds of free crazy crap most days on there. And
leave a review and subscribe. Thank you very much.
Yeah, do all those things. See you soon.
Bye.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.